So the statement, this is my thought, this is not my thought, is all that is there. There is no other thought. All right. So even that statement, this is my thought, is something which cannot be separated from yourself. And put it out there and look at it. It gives you an illusion that you see you are able to look at it, but actually you are not. You see, it's like you see something moving between parallel mirrors. You know, after all, thought is sound. My thought is a sound. Thought is a sound, it's a vibration. You say my thought. When you say my thought, in this echo chamber, it is echoing. And that gives you the illusion that there are two. There is an echo chamber, you see, you say something, and after a few seconds you hear that repeated again. There are some spots here, I don't know if you have them here in India, you see, they have some spots where you go and cry loud, say, you see, and then you see after a few seconds it bounces back and you hear your own thing. So in exactly the same way, he says, my thought. My thought is noise, is a sound. Thought is a vibration. So when once he said this is my thought, that, you see, is reflected here in the echo chamber and gives you the illusion that he is somebody and his thoughts are separate from that somebody. But actually there is nothing there other than this statement, these are my thoughts. So you are mechanically repeating, putting all those words together. If you very carefully observe yourself, you see how it is a very mechanical process and you create the illusion and try to look at it and say, these are my thoughts, these are not my thoughts. So there is no way of separating yourself from your thought and look at your thoughts and say, these are my thoughts, these are not my thoughts. It is just not possible for you to separate yourself from your thoughts. The peace there is not, you see, this innate dead silence you experience. But it's like, you see, a volcano erupting all the time. That is silence, that is peace. The blood is flowing, you see, through your veins like a river in spate. You see, if you try to magnify the sound of the flow of your blood, you will be surprised. Like the roar of the oceans. So if you put yourself in a soundproof room, you will not survive even for 5 minutes. You will go crazy because you can't hear, see, the noises that are there in you. The heartbeat of your heart is something which you cannot take in. So you love, you see, to surround yourself with all these sounds. And then, you see, you create some funny experience called the experience of the silent mind, which is ridiculous, absurd. That is the silence that is there, the roar of an ocean, like the roaring of this, the flow of blood. That's all it is interested in, not your state of mind or the experience of a silent mind. You're not interested in your practice of virtues, not interested in practice of your silences. Body has no interest in the dilemma of your moral dilemma or whatever you want to call it, moral problems. It's not interested in your virtues or vices. As long as you practice virtues, so long you see you will remain a man of vice. They go together. If you are lucky enough to be free from this pursuit of virtue as a goal, along with it you see the vice also goes out of your system. You will not remain a man of vice. You will not remain a man of violence as long as you follow some idea of becoming a non-violent, kind, soft, gentle person. So long you will remain the opposite. A kind man, a man who is practicing kindness, a man who is practicing virtues, is really the menace, not the violent man.